All right, when you have the streak, you got to talk about the streak.
Hey, when we get that thing, we'll talk about it.
Yeah. One more.
One more. You're right. One more.
Yeah.
That's just tying the streak. That ain't breaking it. I want to break it.
Yeah. Okay.
Two more.
Yeah.
Three, maybe four.
Well, do you think there was a lot of talk though after the last game against the Rams that you guys threw the ball too much? And you know, I know you got. I'm not talking about late, I guess. First half. Running the ball.
Mm-hmm.
What's your thoughts on that? Will there be? You think there'll be more balance?
Maybe, I don't know. You know, I don't know if it's a such thing as throwing too much, but in the league, I feel like you do got to be able to run the ball. And you know, we threw the ball a lot, but we had some opportunities out there that we could have connected on, and it could have been big plays, and it could have changed the whole game. So we're not just gonna say we threw it too much, but you know, it probably or maybe we don't know for sure yet. It might be more balanced, or it might be the same. Never know.
If Julius and Emmanuel aren't in there, does it mean more balls will come your way because those other weapons aren't there, or could it be less because there's more focus on the defense?
I really can't say. You know, Payton just go about, you know, reading the defense and going to that guy that he see, you know, open. And I don't know if it'll be more focused on me if they don't play or what. And I'm gonna try my best to still get open because. You know, I want to get some touches.
So, what do you think of the Brett Grimes versus Calvin Johnson interception, especially
knowing that
he can play a guy with size?
Oh yeah, he's athletic, he's quick, he's fast. He, you know, I feel like he's one of the best cover guys in the league. You know, just being able to stop on a dime, and you know, he's explosive. He can jump. He do it all. He do it all. So it'll be a good matchup this week.
It's normally a ball that kind of thrown that way and up that high to. Guy your size or Calvin's size.
I ain't never think a corner would get it. When I saw it, I was shocked. That was a good play by him. You know, I saw him playing in Atlanta, and I knew he was explosive. And that year we played him, he was actually injured, and I was kind of heavy.
Demaris, we don't see on game day a lot of Cody Latimer. What have you seen out of the rookie as far as his growth in the offense during this season?
I saw Cody. You know, he's and better and better every week, I feel like. You know, he's going against, of course, he go against Aqib Talib, Chris Harris, and he go against Roby. So I feel like he's getting better and better every week. And also, you know, he's learning stuff from me, Coach Tyke, Wes Welker, you know, Emmanuel. And I just see growth, and I see, you know, he's going to be a good ball player.
Have you been surprised he hasn't got more of a chance?
I can't say it's as, you know, the system is not as easy as people think, and of course, you know, he's new to the team, and he's new in his first year in the league. So you know, I feel like if he do get a chance, you know, I feel like he can hold his own if he get in and have to make some plays.
There are a lot of rookie receivers around the league this year though that are having a lot of impact right away. As a guy's been through this, what is challenging about making the transition from college receiver? I know your situation is a little different because of your offense, but why is that a position that traditionally took longer, and why do you think maybe some of these guys, like Sammy Watkins and Kelvin Benjamin, and
it depends. Sometimes it depends on the offense. You know, and nobody in the league have, I feel like, the offense that we have. With, you know, you have to know so much at, you know, side adjustments, adjust, you know, different types of things. I feel like some offenses you just go out and you run that route, and they huddle up. Sometimes we in no huddle. You know what you got to do at all times. We do a lot of different things, so it's tougher as a rookie being in this offense than I think in some other offenses.
Is there any of these rookies that's playing this year that you've noticed and liked the way they've
played? Yeah, I don't notice a couple. Especially my ACC guys, Kevin Benjamin and Sammy Watkins. And I don't notice Mike Evans from Tampa. So a lot of them making a lot of plays.
It's tougher, but do you feel like Cody, from what you see him when he's on the field, has grasped the offense enough to play?
Yeah, you know, he meet with Payton, he come out on the field early with Payton, and, you know, when he's in, he's doing the right thing now. So, you know, I feel comfortable if they have to put him in and play. You know, I feel like he's did his part learning the playbook, and, you know, he's strong, fast, and he can make plays. You know, you see him on scout team doing it against some of our guys.
Isn't a screen pass just a long handoff?
Screen pass?
Yeah.
Not a handoff. You're going to intercept a screen pass. You can't intercept a handoff unless you get in the backfield. But it's kind of a line of scrimmage, basically. And I don't know what you can call it. I think it's a pass because I'm catching it, and And if I score, it's like yards after catch, so it ain't like rushing yards.
What do you see from this defense? We talked about Grimes, but I mean, they're a top pass defense as well as got a good pass rush. What have you seen on film?
You basically said it. You know, it's another team, a great pass rush. You got two guys on the outside can get up and get to the quarterback, even the guys inside. You know, they're the number two defense for a reason. They got guys in the back end that can cover. You can man up the whole game. And you know, they got Finnegan on the other side of Grimes. So, you know, it's a good defense. You know, they pass rush and they can stop the run and they can cover guys.
So as a unit, what do you see as priority one for this offense this week against the?
I think it's just doing our thing as a player. You know, we do this for a living. You got to go out and compete and you try to do it better than them. You know, we're going out and doing our job.
With a complicated offense, not knowing you're going to have a couple of guys, does that make it a bigger challenge? Preparation?
I ain't going to say preparation, but I think it's, as you know, as it goes on and we figure out who's not playing and who's playing, you think you want to step your game up, of course, because I feel like the past 3 weeks we haven't played our best game. And you know, I think it's about that time where, you know, guys start stepping up and making plays, even if you're on the field. But if somebody missing, you want to try to step up and to try to, you know, add on for them, because ain't nobody is like Emmanuel on our team. Ain't nobody like Julius on our team. They totally different guys.